Hello, everyone. Welcome back to TMT Insurance Talks. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're diving into a topic that could be crucial for many of you or your loved ones, Medicare appeals, how to appeal a Medicare decision. Navigating the Medicare system can be complex, and sometimes you may find yourself disagreeing with a decision that affects your coverage or benefits. In this episode, we'll break down the appeals process step by step, offer expert advice, and provide you with the tools you need to advocate for yourself effectively. So, whether you're a Medicare beneficiary or someone who helps manage healthcare for a loved one, this is an episode you won't want to miss. Navigate the Medicare appeals process with confidence through its multiple levels, from the initial denial to the possibility of a federal court case. Start with understanding your Medicare Summary Notice, MSN, and proceed through five potential levels of appeals, each with its specific requirements and deadlines. From expedited fast appeals for urgent hospital discharges to formal hearings before an administrative law judge, and ultimately to a federal district court civil lawsuit, each level offers distinct avenues for challenging Medicare's decisions. Legal assistance becomes increasingly important as you advance through the more complex stages. 1. Introduction to Medicare Appeals. Navigating the healthcare system can be complex, and it's crucial to know your rights and options, especially when it comes to Medicare appeals. If you or a loved one has recently received a denial for a claim under Medicare Part A or Part B, you have the right to challenge this decision. Understanding how to kickstart the appeals process is the first step in securing the coverage or payment you believe you're entitled to. Understanding your initial denial. Once a claim is submitted, Medicare employs private contractors to process these requests. You'll receive a Medicare Summary Notice, MSN, outlining the initial determination. This notice serves as your first point of interaction with the appeals process. If your claim for a specific medical service or hospital charge is denied, the MSN will clearly state the reason for denial. It could be something like the service being deemed not medically reasonable or necessary. The importance of timely action. Time is of the essence when it comes to Medicare appeals. The MSN will include specific instructions on how to file your appeal. You are required to act within 120 days of receiving this notice. Failure to comply with this timeframe could result in forfeiting your right to appeal, leaving you to shoulder the financial burden. The user-friendly aspect. Medicare has designed the first three levels of the appeals process to be remarkably user-friendly. This means that as long as you adhere to the guidelines and deadlines specified in the MSN, you should be able to navigate through the initial stages of the appeals process with relative ease. However, it's crucial to read and understand every detail in the MSN, as one missed step could jeopardize your appeal. No minimum amount required. One of the advantages of initiating a Level 1 appeal, also known as a request for redetermination, is that there is no minimum amount in controversy, AIC, required. This allows beneficiaries, irrespective of the size of their claim, to seek a review of their initial determination. Start with a paper review. The Level 1 appeal is essentially a paper review, meaning that you won't need to appear in person for this stage of the process. A new, independent review of your medical records and claim file will be conducted by the same Medicare contractor that processed your initial claim, although not by the same individual. This ensures a degree of impartiality in the Medicare appeals process. 2. Understanding fast appeals for urgent cases. When it comes to healthcare, some decisions can't wait. That's where fast appeals in the Medicare system come into play. While standard Medicare appeals cover a broad range of denials and usually involve multiple steps, fast appeals are designed to expedite the process for specific, urgent cases. Knowing when and how to file a fast appeal can make a significant difference in your healthcare outcome. What qualifies for a fast appeal? Fast appeals are typically invoked in situations where a hospital or nursing facility is attempting to discharge a patient earlier than the patient believes is medically sound. Essentially, if you feel you're being rushed out the door without adequate care or preparation, a fast appeal can be your fast track to getting the extended care you need. Not part of the standard process. It's crucial to understand that fast appeals are not part of the standard Medicare appeals process. This is a separate procedure designed for rapid response. Therefore, the guidelines for initiating a fast appeal differ from those for standard appeals. Time sensitivity is paramount. While timeliness is crucial in all Medicare-related matters, it's especially vital when it comes to fast appeals. The deadlines are often much tighter, given the immediate nature of the situations they are designed to address. In many cases, you might have as little as 24 to 48 hours to initiate a fast appeal after receiving notice of discharge from a hospital or nursing facility. How to initiate a fast appeal. Initiating a fast appeal typically involves contacting the Quality Improvement Organization, QIO, designated for your area. The contact information for this organization should be provided to you upon admission to the hospital or nursing facility. If it's not, make sure to request it so you can act swiftly if needed. Documentation is key. Just like with standard Medicare appeals, documentation can make or break your fast appeal. Ensure you have all relevant medical records, treatment plans, and any other documentation that can support your case for needing extended care. The more comprehensive your file, the stronger your appeal will be. Consult articles and resources. For a deeper understanding of fast appeals, you may consult articles on appealing a hospital discharge or appealing a discharge order from a nursing or rehab facility. These resources can offer valuable insights and tips on how to make a compelling case for your extended stay. 3. Deciphering the Medicare Summary Notice. When you encounter a denial from Medicare, your first official correspondence is the Medicare Summary Notice, MSN. This document is more than just a piece of paper, it's your roadmap to navigating the Medicare appeals process. Understanding the MSN is crucial because it outlines why your claim was denied and how to take the first steps in the appeals process. What is the Medicare Summary Notice? The MSN is a document you'll receive from Medicare after your healthcare provider files a claim for the services you've received. This notice will specify whether Medicare will cover or pay for the services, and, if not, why your claim was denied. The MSN is your initial determination in the Medicare system, and it sets the stage for any subsequent actions you may need to take. What information is included? Your MSN will contain a wealth of information, including the services or items you were billed for, how much Medicare paid, and what you owe. Most importantly, it will specify why a claim was denied if that is the case. This could range from issues like lack of medical necessity to procedural errors in how the claim was filed. Understanding the reason for denial. The MSN will explicitly state why your claim was denied. Common reasons include services deemed not medically necessary or errors in the billing process. Understanding the reason for denial is crucial because it helps you prepare for the Medicare appeals process. It informs you what documents, medical records, or other evidence you might need to collect to support your case. How to initiate the appeal. The MSN doesn't just inform you about the denial, it also tells you how to fight it. It will include detailed instructions on how to file a Level 1 appeal or a request for redetermination. This is your first official step in the Medicare appeals process. It's vital to read and follow these instructions carefully, as failing to do so could jeopardize your appeal. Deadlines matter. One of the most crucial aspects of the MSN is the deadline for filing your appeal. You have 120 days from the date you receive the MSN to file a Level 1 appeal. Missing this deadline could result in losing your right to appeal, so it's imperative to act quickly and efficiently. Level 1 Appeal, Request for Redetermination. A request for redetermination is essentially a paper review of your claim. This means you won't have to appear in person, instead, the review is based on the medical records and documentation you provide. The same Medicare contractor that processed your initial claim will review your case, but it will be a different individual, ensuring a new and unbiased look at your claim. How to file a Level 1 appeal. The MSN you received will contain specific instructions on how to file this appeal. It's critical to follow these guidelines precisely, including where to send your appeal and what documents to include. The deadline for filing a Level 1 appeal is 120 days from the date you received your MSN. No minimum claim amount. One of the advantages of a Level 1 appeal is that there is no minimum amount in controversy, AIC, required. This opens the door for all beneficiaries to seek redress, regardless of the size of their claim. Level 2 Appeal, Request for Reconsideration. If the Level 1 appeal doesn't resolve your issue, you have the option to escalate the matter through a Level 2 appeal or request for reconsideration. This step offers another chance to overturn a denial, and it's a vital component of the Medicare appeals process. Here's what you need to know. A Level 2 appeal involves a request for reconsideration by a Qualified Independent Contractor, QIC. Unlike the Level 1 appeal, which is handled by the same Medicare contractor that processed your initial claim, the QIC is entirely independent. This ensures an unbiased, fresh look at your case. How to file a request for reconsideration? To initiate a Level 2 appeal, you must submit a written request for reconsideration within 180 days of receiving the Level 1 redetermination decision. Following this timeline is crucial, as failing to do so can halt your appeals process. No minimum claim amount required. Similar to a Level 1 appeal, there is no minimum amount in controversy, AIC, for a Level 2 appeal. This makes it accessible for beneficiaries to continue pursuing their case, regardless of the claim size. Level 3 appeal, administrative law judge hearing. When you've exhausted the first two levels of the Medicare appeals process without a favorable outcome, you may escalate your case to a Level 3 appeal, involving a hearing before an administrative law judge, ALJ. This stage presents a significant shift in the appeals process, offering you the opportunity for a more formalized review of your claim. What to expect at a Level 3 appeal? In a Level 3 appeal, you'll be presenting your case before an ALJ, who is part of the Office of Medicare Hearings and Appeals, OMHA. The ALJ will conduct an independent review of your case and the evidence presented. Most hearings are held either by telephone or video conference, though in-person hearings are possible under specific conditions. Minimum amount in controversy requirement. For a Level 3 appeal, there's a minimum amount in controversy, AIC, requirement, at least $180 as of 2022 or 2023. This requirement is designed to ensure that more substantial cases make it to this level, and it changes annually. Time-sensitive filing. After receiving the Level 2 decision, you have 60 days to file a Level 3 appeal. The clock is ticking from the moment you receive the Level 2 decision, so swift action is essential. Level 4 Appeal, Medicare Appeals Council Review. If a Level 3 appeal still leaves you unsatisfied, the next step in the Medicare appeals process is to seek a review by the Medicare Appeals Council, MAC. This is known as a Level 4 appeal, and it's a stage where many claimants seek professional legal advice due to the complexity involved. What is the Medicare Appeals Council? The MAC serves as a higher judicial entity that reviews decisions made by administrative law judges, ALJs. This review is conducted on the record and is designed to be entirely independent of prior stages, offering another level of impartial scrutiny. How to file a Level 4 appeal? To initiate a Level 4 appeal, you must file a written request for review with the MAC. This needs to be done within 60 days from the date shown on the ALJ decision. Adhering to this tight deadline is crucial for maintaining your right to further appeal. Legal assistance is advisable. Given the complexity and formal nature of this stage, it's often advisable to seek legal guidance. Professional assistance can help you navigate the intricate legal landscape that surrounds Medicare appeals at this level. Level 5 Appeal, Federal District Court Civil Lawsuit. When all else fails in the Medicare appeals process, your last recourse is a Level 5 appeal, which involves filing a Federal District Court civil lawsuit. This is the apex of the appeals hierarchy and is reserved for cases that couldn't find resolution at any of the prior levels. What is a Level 5 appeal? A Level 5 appeal is a formal legal proceeding that takes place in a federal district court. At this stage, you're moving beyond the confines of the Medicare system and taking your case to the broader judicial system of the United States. Amount in controversy requirement. To qualify for a Level 5 appeal, there is a minimum amount in controversy, AIC, requirement, which is at least $1,760 as of 2022 or 2023. This ensures that only significant cases reach this final stage. Legal representation is a must. Given the formal nature of federal court proceedings, legal representation is mandatory. Filing a lawsuit involves intricate legal procedures and rules, making professional legal assistance indispensable. Time is of the essence. You have 60 days to file your civil lawsuit after receiving the unfavorable MAC decision. Missing this deadline could forfeit your right to appeal, making timely action imperative. Elevate your Medicare experience with TMT Insurance's expertise. If the Medicare appeals process seems like a maze, TMT Insurance is here to be your guide. With our specialized knowledge in Medicare solutions, we empower you to take control of your healthcare decisions, clearing the fog around complex policies and procedures. Our commitment to achieving higher and faster growth in customer satisfaction mirrors our belief in a win-win growth strategy. We understand that your healthcare is not just another policy but a critical aspect of your well-being. And that wraps up our deep dive into the Medicare appeals process. I hope you found this episode both informative and empowering. Remember, you have the right to appeal decisions and advocate for the healthcare you deserve. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. Your feedback helps us continue to bring you topics that matter. Thank you for joining us on TMT Insurance Talks. I'm Sarah, signing off until next time. Take care, and don't hesitate to stand up for your healthcare rights. See you in the next episode.